Today I would like to talk about wimbic frequency and flight behavior of honeybees queens. We know that honeybees live in colony. They are social animal, and if you look the members of the colonies, they have workers, queen, and drones. If you look the queen mating behavior, and they mate during the early period of their lives, become sexually mature at about 5 or 7 days after emergence. They copulate with any male able to capture her on flight through to be a means of sexual selection. They mate on average with 10 males. Polyandry may be important for the colony function. If we look to mating flights, drones and queens mate away from their own nest. This would minimize inbreedings. Virgin queens usually fly 2-3 kilometers to mate. A queen mates with one drone on a single mating flight, and an average of 7 to 24 drones during the few days or weeks of mating. If we look, our objective is assess wimbic frequency variation due to age or other differences across individual unmated honeybee queens. We have two hypotheses. First one is age hypothesis. Queens take mating flights only after about 1 week of age. Therefore, we hypothesis that age affect flight ability. And our prediction is wimbic frequency will be higher in older unmate queen bees than in younger unmate queen bees. Second hypothesis is performance hypothesis. We hypothesis that good flyer queens will have higher wimbic frequency than bad flyers. We did these experiments in Columbus, Ohio State University, Rodenburg Honeybee Laboratory. Our bees was Carniolan bees. Wimbic frequency measurements. How we did? We compare of compare wimbic frequency on 1, 7 and 14 days old unmated queens. We use a canary program for sound analyze and microphone and cages. And here we can see one wimbic cycle. What about flight behavior assay? We had a flight room there, and we released the unmated virgin queens from the cages, queen cages, and then look their orientation flight. One good flyer unmated queens, as you see, they oriented very nice and go to light through to light. And if you look to bad flyer unmated queens, when we release them, they didn't go to through the light, different direction they did. And our resource is 1 day, 7 days old age unmated queens and 14 days unmated queens wasn't significantly differences wimbic frequency, but 1 day's queens significant wimbic frequency significant than 7 days old age queens and 14 days age queens. If we look to wimbic frequency of good flyer and bad flyer queens, if when they are 7 days old age, good flyer queens had higher wimbic frequency, as you say, 14 days age, the same results we had. If we summarize, our summarize is Wimbic frequency was higher in 7 days, 14 days old unmated queen bees than in day old unmated queen bees. Between 7 days and 14 days, there was no significant differences. Good flyer queen bees show higher Wimbic frequency than bad flyer both at 7 days and 14 days. This study demonstrates a relation between development and Wimbic frequency as a flight muscle power in the queen honeybees. However, a future study is needed to determine genetic factors affecting an evolutionary implications of queen flight differences. Our future study research is queen flight behavior, mating, and colony success. Wimbic frequency in other members of the colony at the different ages and stages of development. Study of mechanistic base of Wimbic frequency and flight differences. Thank you very much. Yes, but it was Wimbic frequency was very low. Yeah.
But they're still able to generate enough lift to get off the ground.
They did this, and I was recording that. Some of them, mostly of them, not able to fly.